And now, the life of Mary Southern. Mary Southern has always been a balance wheel where her impulsive husband, Max, is concerned. And at present, she needs every ounce of level-headedness she can summon. The townspeople resent the fact that Max was involved in a gambling syndicate, and they are discussing the possibility of removing him from the office he holds as business manager of the town. Max has been working on a tremendous proposition to bring a new factory to Sandy. And if he is ousted at this particular time, all his hard work will have been in vain. Mary isn't the type to sit back and watch everything she holds dear being taken from her. She has decided to fight. The first step in the campaign she has planned to help Max is a visit to Mrs. Bill Brown. And as our scene opens, we find Mary in Mrs. Brown's living room.
Here, Mary, you take this chair.
Thank you.
My William makes a beeline for it every night. He says he never wants to get up once he sits down.
Well, I can't blame him. You sink right in.
He says, a man likes his comfort. I always say, keep a man well fed and comfortable and you keep him happy.
Well, you certainly manage it beautifully. Bill's a shining example of happy home life.
Oh, we have our little spat now and then. The last one was about your husband, Max. Remember I told you, Mary?
Yes, and it was very sweet of you to defend him.
Oh, I only did what any Christian woman would do. When I see a thing that isn't right, I speak my mind.
We should all have the courage of our convictions, but too many people allow themselves to be swayed by outside forces.
There's a parcel of truth in that, Mary. And I don't need eyeglasses to get what you're driving at, either.
I knew I could count on you to understand, Mrs. Brown. That's one of the reasons I wanted to have this little chat with you.
What did you want to know, Mary?
I want to know how much real ill feeling there is against Max.
Mary, there's plenty. My William says that's all the men talk about. And now they've got this meeting on their minds.
Oh, it's so unfair. It's practically having a trial without allowing the defense to present his side of the case.
I told my William the same thing when we had that little set to over Max. I said, William, don't go stepping on a man just because he's down.
Mm, it's wonderful the way you influence Bill to see things fairly. Wish the other wives were as high-principled as you are.
Some of these women haven't any more interest in their civic duties than a cat. They just sit by and listen.
Mrs. Brown, you're the one person in Sanders who could really help me.
How, Mary?
Well, as president of the women's club, you can explain Max's situation to the wives. They're all fine, sensible women. They just need someone like you to wake them up as to what's going on.
What can I tell them, outside of the fact that I think Max is innocent?
Mrs. Brown, I'm going to tell you something in confidence. Max hasn't allowed it to become generally known, but he's been working day and night on a business proposition that involves a very important corporation building their new factory in Sanders.
Don't say.
Yes. And it's a $1 million proposition. And if Max can close it successfully, think what it'll mean to the town, to all of us.
Say, $1 million. Oh, goodness. And if it hung with a business like that, you know.
Pity to think the people themselves are actually turning it away.
Why, Mary Southern, you know right well there's not a soul in this town who'd do that.
Not directly, Mrs. Brown, but they will be indirectly if they hold that meeting to vote Max out as town manager. How can he go ahead with the deal if they take his authority away from him?
Hmm. Now I see what you mean.
Men would only postpone that.
Mary, I have an idea. I'll speak to the women. We'll see if we can't get him to do just what I did with my William. Talk the men folks into seeing this thing sensibly and taking their time before they rush ahead and do something they'll be sorry for.
Oh, Mrs. Brown, you'd only do it.
Do it? Of course I'll do it. Someone has to make the blind see.
You don't know how grateful I am. I'm sure if we women work together, everything will come out all right.
Now, don't you worry. I've got it all set in my mind, just what I'm going to say. Now, you leave it to me.
Mm, I will. You're getting such a load off my shoulders.
Oh, you poor child. Now, you forget all about it for a while. I'm going to make a cup of tea.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Brown, but I can't stay, really. It's near supper time, and I want to meet Max because we're eating at Phyllis' house tonight.
Oh, well, whatever you say, dear. I didn't realize it was so late myself. I'll have to be getting my potatoes on. How's Phyllis?
Oh, pretty well. Poor dear, it's heartbreaking to have her in that wheelchair.
I feel bad for her, too. I guess we women take those things harder than men.
Mm.
I hear her husband Danny was skating at that new rink the other night.
Oh, she wanted him to go. She hasn't had any fun since he came home from the hospital.
I guess she hasn't had much fun either.
No.
They tell me he was with some strange girl.
Oh, that was Laura Barton. She's a friend of ours. Oh. Her father was here on business, but he had to go back to Chicago, so she's staying with us until he returns.
Pretty girl, they say. About Danny Ray, didn't he?
I believe so. She's a lovely person. Phyllis adores her, and she can't do enough for Phyllis.
I see. Well, that makes it nice and friendly all around.
Oh, yes, we're all friends. Well, I better run along. Let's start those potatoes.
Give my best to Matt.
I will. And thank you so much.
Oh, now, don't mention it. Goodbye, Mary.
And goodbye.
Anyone home?
No, we're all gone.
How are you, dear?
I'm still kicking. How's my Mary?
Doing nicely, thank you. Mm. Oh, where's Miss Bloomberg?
Oh, I let her go early. She wanted to have her hair fixed in one of them new updos, you know.
Well, she'll probably be so beautiful tomorrow that I'll lose my husband.
Well, don't depend on it, sir.
Say, I saw Mrs. Brown this afternoon.
Yeah?
She sends you her regards.
Oh, thanks. How am I doing with the gal, huh?
Well, you always do very well with the ladies. It's that irresistible charm of yours.
Huh? Say, maybe I should be in Hollywood like Bill Clark.
Well, you just try leaving me for Hollywood.
Oh, I got a jealous woman on my hands.
Max, let's be serious a minute. Danny's going to the skating rink with Laura caused talk.
Yeah?
Mrs. Brown said people had mentioned it to her.
Oh, well, there's always some old tabby is looking for gossip. I hope you put her straight.
Oh, naturally, I told her we were all close friends. I didn't dare say we'd only known her for a little over a week.
Well, it's okay. Say, by the time it makes the rounds, they'll have Laura, your aunt, or something.
Well, I hope Danny doesn't make any more public appearances alone with us. I'd hate to have talk reach Phyllis.
Well, I guess you can stop worrying, Tut. Laura was in here a little while ago. She's taking the 8 o'clock train back to Chicago.
Oh, Max, then Mr. Barton isn't coming back to Sandy.
Well, it don't look that way. I guess the deal for him to build his factory here is cold.
Oh, no.
Well, he'll just have to take on the chin, Kurt. Well, ready to go up and see Sis, huh?
Uh-huh. I stopped and bought some of those little sausages, if you like.
Boy, I hope you bought enough of them. I could go for some of them with mashed potatoes.
Oh, there's plenty. Daddy will probably have the vegetables started, and I'll prepare the rest in no time.
Oh, okay. Say, you want to answer that, Kurt? I'm locking the fire.
Yes, sir, I will. Hello? Well, I know Miss Barton isn't here at present, but I'm Mrs. Sanders. I expect to see her very soon. Could I take a message? Thank you. It's a long-distance call from Chicago for Laura Barton.
Hey, your father.
Just a minute. Here's the letter. Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Barton. How are you? No, Laura left the office a little while ago, but I'll see her at dinner. Yes, of course I'll take a message. What? Tell her to stay over in Sanders. That you'll be here tomorrow? Yes, of course I will. All right. Goodbye, Mr. Barton. Oh, Max. Max, did you hear?
Yeah.
Mr. Barton is coming back. Oh, aren't you happy?
We're all happy, Mary. And while we think of it, allow us to compliment you on the way you handled Mrs. Bill Brown. It was the height of wisdom to allow the lady to feel that the idea of influencing the wives was mainly hers. Now she'll really start to work for Max.